Nick, give us an intro.
Oh, buddy. The breakdown I'm about to have, my friend.
Let's go.
I told the bet. The only way to sum up the way my morning is going is that I want to carve the skin off my face. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
Wrap it around my fingers. Go on Instagram Live.
Mm-hmm.
Call my dad on speakerphone at the same exact time. Stuff my fingers in my whole ass. And tell my dad that I've been thinking about sucking his dick since I was 1 year old all day, every day.
Yeah.
Isn't that a cool thing I should do?
I think that you should think twice before going that deep with it.
No. Wow, that's really loud in my headphones, Chris.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Chris, can you turn his damn headphones down? Give this man a break.
I think you should. You think I should? Maybe. Should I call both our dads?
You could.
Hey, Fred, Rocky, got you guys on a little conference call here.
You could call my stepmother.
I want to eat out while I blow your dad, my dad and your dad.
Yeah.
But I could probably have them come on top of pussy and I could eat a cream pie out of it.
Yeah.
That's the only way to do it. I think that's the only way out from here. Wow, guys, great cum. Wow, biological father, that's great cum.
This made me.
I'm eating me. I like eating 2,000 servings of me. Oh my bro, I'm telling you, my man.
Nick,
I know you're probably talking about $200,000 and a 6 months worth of problems.
Yep.
And this can't be, and I'm telling you, listen, I know your other people who console you with this are going to tell you that it's no problem that can be fixed, and you know they're lying.
I know they're full of shit.
You know they're lying to you. And I'm just going to tell you, it's going to get worse. What?
Yeah! All right. A Mounds will help me.
Mounds bars,
because the Mounds bars are a nice little literal abstraction of what my day feels like. Mm-hmm. Because Mounds bars offer the opportunity for you to do this. That's my day today.
Yeah.
As soon as I woke up, my kid, sick as a dog, she says, "Don't take me to school." I take her to school. An hour later, nurse calls.
Mm-hmm.
Come pick your kid up. Mm-hmm. I knew this was going to happen. I get there. There's a certain type of woman that I've encountered in my region of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 5'10", big-boned drama queen woman.
Mm-hmm.
They're typically someone who answers the phone at the front desk of somewhere where there are hundreds of people at the helm. So when I get there, she goes, she stopped. I get there, my kid's smiling, walking at me. She's like, "She's got 101 degree fever." I'm like, "Okay, cool." She's smiling at me like this. She started smiling the second she found out she wasn't going to school anymore. I was like, "What kind of fucking backhanded dialogue is that, you fat bitch? You know, for $10,000, I could have 10 smash your fucking head in."
Did you say anything?
No, but I wanted to.
Oh my God.
You gotta like watch my ass in there because like I fly off the handle. And in some reason, those women, when you react like you would or I would,
yeah,
where like they pick up on their like subtle little bitchy tones.
Oh yeah.
They start making problems for
it's
you.
Their go sign.
Now they go like this. You backed right into my trap.
Mm-hmm.
The woman at the town hall does it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Not the town I'm working in, the town I live in. I know you're running a business there, like threatens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, I'm not. You know what farmer's daughters, right? You know what would be the worst thing for farmer's daughters? If they were fucking right, farmers? So that's what I'm trying to do.
I am diabolical. That is what I've taken upon as my business. Lab-growing Negroes to fuck farmer's daughters. That's my business that I run illegally. I am diabolical.
You know when you're cool and you know how to do things?
Uh-huh.
And then, like, contractors explain things to you and you realize you're like a ballerina glitter-wearing fat.
Mm.
Oh, my God, that sounds fantastic! That's the only response you can possibly have because you're like, what am I going to say? How can I counter-argue anything?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, A plumber?
A plumber. Yeah, like he's just like radiant heat backfilling properly, trenching properly with piping, a subgrade insulation on a radiant floor. Kind of not really understanding the parameters of what I'm getting into, knowing it needs to be there. Like I'm up against it no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get pink eye on the way here.
This is your 10th time this year getting pink eye?
It's like I think I touch rugs with moth larvae in them, and then I touch my eye.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. So I just have moths growing in my eye.
Chris, would you swivel that screen around and make sure it's recording?
It's one of those great days, old Sammy boy.
Oh, yeah.
I like the full destruction of, like, how can you murder your career in 1 second?
Mm-hmm.
Like over and like, yeah. Like 10-year prison sentence. Like, what did I do? Like the good guys would be able to have the best. A nervous breakdown?
Mm.
Have you ever seen a nervous breakdown?
Will you turn my headphones down a little bit, Chris? I wonder. Not like a super extended one. No.
Only good people would be able to have a great one.
Yeah. Have you seen Chris? Can you look up Boogie 2988 breakdown? He lied about having cancer to get money from his fans, I guess.
Oh, no.
I'll destroy mine all day, and my dad is dead, and my mom is dead. I'll talk about those pieces of shit till they fucking rot.
Yeah, but Chad and Desi aren't dead.
You ever meet anybody who makes a big deal about their mom or dad being dead?
Yeah.
Doesn't that strike you as a little bit much?
Woe is me shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to call the dead dad. The best one I've ever seen is Jess's friend calls it the Dead Dad Club.
Mm-hmm.
She said it like kind of comically, mm-hmm. and she looked like she was well adjusted about having a kind of a sad thing where her dad died young.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that it's sad, but she did this thing called the Dead Dad Club, and it was like when I first met Jess, I was like, well, that's really like funny and kind of like good sense of humor about tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
And never brought it up, didn't ever like live in it or anything. Mm-hmm. A tattoo, memoriam, you're good. But people who live in it.
Well, it's when like our age.
Yeah.
When our parents die. I'm not going to come in and you're going to ask me what's wrong. And I go,
hey, Sammy, you're right.
My dad's dead.
Oh,
I'm not going to do anything like that.
No,
no, man.
Yeah.
People who I don't know. There's just something. I've just met people who milked it like 3 times.
Yeah.
Not all in the week that it happened.
Oh, you mean, right? 3 times.
Like you'll talk
forever?
To them. Yeah. And I know, listen, it's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing. Okay.
Yeah.
But when you meet people who like milk it.
Yes.
2 years after.
10.
Come on.
Well, dude, after my dad died, I didn't even know what the hell I believed in.
Come on,
man. The worst one would be stand-up comedians putting it into their act.
Oof.
Yeah, I've probably heard that before.
Grief dumping?
Yeah, my dad. Oh, yeah. I told my parents that. Oh, wait, they're dead. You know, you ever see the TikToks where they're like, let me show you my mom.
I know it's a terrible thing. If it happens in your 20s and you like feel like you have no guidance, that's terrible. That's a terrible thing.
I know what you're saying.
When we meet fucking 30-year-olds who they bring it up.
Yeah.
This is the third year that I've known you as a person. I just heard you just dropped that fact again.
Yeah. It's like a part of their identity.
Come on, man. Yeah. Come on.
I'm a woodworker. I have a dead dad. I like jogging. Yeah.
Ooh, Kratom?
It's new soda.
You don't have to have hard drives full of torrented movies, do you?
No, but I still am building it for you. 14 terabytes.
1488.
That's the resolution.
Here, get in here.
No, I got 14 coming to you.
Get in here.
I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Streamline.
Oh, I can't wait. Watch your head.
Oh, yeah.
Do not hurt yourself on that.
Slice your back.
Get myself a slicer.
Is there one more of those mounds over there?
Yes, there is. You can have it.
I brought treats.
Throw it. I want to catch it.
Watch. I'll show you. You don't believe me that I brought treats? I'll prove it to you.
Throw it again. I want to catch it again.
Ooh. Look, we got a family size.
Family size snaps.
It's irregular. See, it's weighted funny.
It's got a boomerang effect on it.
It has a boomerang.
It's not easy to catch.
Crunch bars?
Crunch bars. They serve me so
right.
We're
going to go this all day. Hut, hut.
Ooh. 42.
You got crunch?
He wants crunch bar. They served me so right the last in Atlantic City. I'll never not be Atlantic. They're so good.
Crunches. See, thank that's you. Easy. Single, symmetric.
This is level one. Level one right here.
I'm trying to grab
that
one.
Was a...
yeah.
This is the crane. Over the tops of defenders.
That was the crane.
Yeah.
I was a sober crane.
I didn't know entry into your 40s is all about eating candy.
you get to a certain age, you realize that sugar, you need sugar, and that sugar is not bad for you.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those things, like the war on sugar.
Yep.
To wake up there,
Jamaican sugar, Jamaican sugar war.
Yeah, Jamaican sugar war. Yeah,
again, that's what I heard. It's your fault for eating too much sugar. That's what took 20 years off your life. It's not what else is in the food, what's in the water, fluoride, what's in the. It's not that. It's not. It's yours. It's it. You know what it is? It's your dad's secondhand smoke that took 20 years off your life. Fuck you.
Rice puffs, right? Crisp rice.
Yes. Yep. Rice pussies, I think. And I have some pretzels if you want some, too.
Probably will down the road.
You kind of mix them up, and they're kind of good.
Chocolate-covered pretzels?
Ah, those are the best. It's the sugar that gave you the cancer. It's not your liver that's been shut down by all the environmental factors so you don't do detox anymore. It's not that. It's what you put in your mouth with your free will that God gave you. Like, that's the witchcraft. Blame it on you. Everything that happens, they blame it on you.
It's like a bad girlfriend.
Yep.
That's like that's the worst thing that any girl has ever done to me is like that shit.
Everything is blamed on you. It's when you know you're getting fucked with.
Like my BMW failing, like buying it and just like never really driving it and it just being like a constant nuisance. Like if my wife, she's like, yeah, this is my BMW. Like what's like something that didn't go anywhere that you did? That like it was just kind of a fucking.
Most of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, almost everything.
That's my most of it. That's what your girl
said. That's mostly the way it goes.
It's like, man, do I want to be like Tommy Morrison?
Don't knock that off.
Have some pretzies.
You know, Tommy Morrison almost beat. Didn't George Foreman say Tommy Morrison was tough as shit? That's kind of funny.
Who's that guy?
George Foreman, the big George Foreman grill.
The grill guy. The sandwiches?
Tommy Morrison beat George Foreman.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now, Tommy Hilfiger had a few choice things to say about blacks, didn't he?
They didn't fucking wear my clothes. I wish they didn't. Tommy Hill.
So good. Like the Chinese making games like this. No blacks and big tits. You're like, oh man, the Chinese are coming around now.
Big tits. Do you want to watch this?
Diarrhea, no. Making your oil, diarrhea in it.
Tommy Morrison asked George Foreman for advice before the fight. And George Foreman gave him advice.
To beat him?
Just be white.
Whoa.
And it worked.
It worked?
Yeah.
But, like, George Foreman had, like, stone hands. I remember watching George Foreman, like, punches a couple months
ago. They hurt. People say they hurt like hell.
Yeah, he's like, dude, George Foreman's punches didn't look like much, but they hurt like hell. He'd be like, oh.
He's like this. You can see it in his face. He's in pain.
He's like, oh, no. Oh, damn it.
I think Evander Holyfield, he asked his corner if he still had his teeth, and his corner said yes, and he thought his corner might be lying to him.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, boxing's crazy. Wrestling and boxing is like I've been watching a lot of wrestling. Like the wrestling lore is
so good.
It's so much fun. The Undertaker's becoming like a really good mouthpiece for like the way they talk about EMTs and ambulances is so crazy. EMTs like crunch bars. It's like so the EMT gets here and they take him out on the stretcher and then
I give him an Oxy 80 off it just for starters.
They breeze by things that you know are so crazy. Like if it happened to us, like one of us left in an ambulance, we would be like, let's be honest, we would be talking about it like a lot. Like, oh fucking Charles left in an ambulance. No, it was crazy.
That's just his ride home.
Yeah. And then I guess he rode home he rode home with the sirens on. Then we went out and he took a bump. And I'm like, wow,
he fucking died for 20 minutes and they got him back with the defibrillator.
Yeah. Guys playing pranks on each other in the back. I guess they hid Mark Henry's what are you looking for?
Oh no, nothing. I shouldn't have been doing that the whole time. There we go. I guess fucking 20 minutes like a fucking retard.
You're underneath, you're crawling.
I was better off just doing this without anyone just jerking off. Unbelievable. God. Wow.
No, they were talking about someone hid Mark Henry's crutches. And Mark Henry was like the big black bodybuilder guy that's like I think his stature, like he is the strongest guy in modern era. Like he had like he was on the 2,600 pound club. Mm-hmm. Like his bench was like 900. His deadlift was like 900. And then his fucking squat was 900. It was just all like, oh, okay. Like, fucking. So someone hit his crutches and then he's like, I'm going to kill I am not, I'm going to murder everyone in this room. And he like locked the doors and like they believed him where they had like the cops bring him to Canada or something. He had to go to Canada after that, according to like, and he was like, I went because I was dead fucking serious. Guess he thought Shawn Michaels hit his crutches. Guess who did it? It'll be fun. You'll like this.
Owen Hart?
Paul Bearer. Oh, yes. Undertaker.
Wow.
I'm hiding your crotches.
He's got the urn. He's got his own ashes in the urn.
He's a wicked funny prankster. He's doing like the saran wrap across the doorway.
How do those guys? Those guys are the crazier than anybody ever.
Ever.
The craziest industry in the world.
Ever.
Mark Henry. What the hell's Mark Henry doing?
Hiding this guy's crutches to fuck with him.
He's trying like hell to get in. Sure is. Oh my. He just broke it. Mark Henry just broke the chain. Get in. Sure is.
I didn't sign up for this. Remember Benoit's fucking flying headbutts right into concrete, right off the ropes?
Yes.
Shit, I've seen his face after he comes. It's like scary. Scares the hell out of me, that guy.
Flying, that stuff. Flying head. Roddy Piper didn't want to testify in a trial. He told the Undertaker to tombstone him on the concrete so he could get out of it. He goes, and he like rolled. He's like, so he takes an ambulance out there. I knew he was just trying to get out of the, taking head injuries to not go home and do shit.
Damn.
I was like, yo, these guys are.
They're mutants.
Mutants. Hmm. We did two shows that day. Mm. I was in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Then we went to Philly later on that afternoon, and they changed the act up in the middle of the act. And I was like, what?
I'm not doing that. Give me a tombstone on concrete. And Benoit comes a flying headbutt right into concrete off the top rope. Out of the ring, right and through the chairs, right into concrete. He's like this. Looks like he's in hell looking at the devil. It's like the scariest thing ever.
Can we look that up?
No, yeah. It's...
Benoit. And then it's always like the guy you don't expect. Like the guys that are like really crazy.
The best technical wrestler.
Can I see those crunch bars?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh. I brought them so we could all enjoy.
Sorry, who's the concrete
Chris
guy?
Benoit flying in the
Chris, did you look up concrete tombstone?
Chris Benoit.
I didn't know the name. I don't know.
Chris Benoit.
I know those guys are crazy, but the shit that he did, people don't do.
Yeah.
Like, people don't do that. That they don't do that. Flying, only in movies.
Flying headbutt.
Like, sometimes women, they get freaking drown their children in a fucking tub or something like that. But men don't do that.
Is it, the seizure?
Sorry, this. Gonna do what I think, is he? Oh, no, come on. Oh, Chris.
He's sauced up.
Think about this now. Benoit, you can't do this. Benoit, drunk. On the top of a 16-foot ladder. Oh, I did it!
He's doing the breakdancing. Is that where she got her shit?
Look at him, just opened himself up. Benoit came in for the match with 25 stitches.
He looks like he's having fun. He's like,
can we look up Chris Benoit highlights?
Dude.
It's a headbutt compilation.
Wait a minute, look at him, Benoit!
He's headbutting two guys. It's just two of them, he's headbutting one.
The bell is on the front of the ring.
Presence of mind! And Benoit on the headbutt!
It's like a special move he does against himself because he's in so much pain when he does that.
It's the stupidest move. It is the most harebrained move.
Yeah.
But there's ones when he goes out of the ring and his head hits the ground.
Here we go.
Like fucking so much.
That's.
Like, I know I put a picture up somewhere.
Isn't there a different wrestling league where they do more extreme shit with like glass?
3 minutes
shit?
Long.
He looked like this after he got hit. Like he did not look right.
Oh,
like
no.
He looked like he went into concrete and he looked like he was seeing in another dimension.
Yeah, he was though.
He definitely was.
To be fair.
Yeah.
Who was it? They said like Kane was really strong and Brock Lesnar was a real psychopath.
I love the cocaine.
Oh, it's super fun. It's like NFL lore and stuff like that's pretty good. It's always like cocaine and like strippers and shit like that. And like, yeah, a couple of fist fights and everything.
I spent all my money. Yeah,
big deal. I bought it. I went to the Range Rover dealership. I bought one in every color. Like, okay, cool. These guys are like, well, we were at a bar somewhere and fucking guy comes out of nowhere with a baseball bat. We shoved it up his ass.
I took a few hits to the noggin. I thought he was joking.
Oh, man.
Like, scary.
They're all flipping out in the back rooms doing like, it's basically them like making pranks, stinking.
Oh, like Andre the Giant, diarrhea shit.
Shitting on people. Andre the Giant would drink 60 beers and cases of wine.
And seafood.
And seafood and clams and be like, hey, everybody, what's up? And then if he didn't like you, he would fart on your fucking face. And sometime, one time, there's a story that he shit all over a guy.
Then bam, bam, he's puking.
Can you imagine getting shit on by a giant? A litter full of clam and wine and beer shit.
Disgusting. And this guy wasn't, he was a giant, like, what was his height? He was like a monster, wasn't he?
7'2", like 505 or something. Like 7'4".
That's pretty big.
See, he would just shit, you could just shit on somebody while he's standing because his butt would be in your face.
That big goofball.
500 pounds?
Can you imagine the size of the shit?
Drinking a 30 rack just to get warmed up. He must have freaking giant genetics or some sort of mutant. Yeah. It's like Wolverine, Weapon X or something. Like, those guys can't be normal.
I think it's a glandular malfunction.
What, when you're giant?
Yeah, gigantism.
Hmm.
That's what, it's the pituitary gland, right? Can you look up his that Wikipedia? That's the, who's that motivational speaker?
Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins has that.
Yeah. She shits on people.
Mute.
You'll be better. Fix yourself inside your brain.
He puts on Princess Bride. I was in that.
Hello, Charles. I have a bellyache. Sit beneath me. Time for me to go caca.
Bam Bam Bigelow's puking.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Acromegaly? Is that something?
Acromegaly. Right. Did get acromegaly. Surgery. Get pituitary gland.
Hmm.
But what did this guy have here? Paul White, better known as Big Show.
Oh, that's Big Show.
More similar in body structure to Rusimov. Yeah. Try not to chew on the mic too much.
Oh, there. Sure.
Can you type in G-I-G? In search in the first, yeah, there you go. I want to know what his fucking thing is.
Bebe's kids.
Displayed symptoms of it. So was he never diagnosed with anything? What's the third match for GIG? Okay, great.
It's definitely the pituitary
El Gigante syndrome.
I don't want to just make shit up, though. I want to just know. I want to actually know the thing that I'm trying to know. Like, I want to know what it is. I don't want to pretend like I know what it is.
He got surgery on it?
He had surgery on the early 90s, which successfully halted the progress of his condition.
Acromegaly, which Andre the Giant had, was a disorder in the pituitary gland, which results in the overproduction of growth hormones. And he might have had some other problem. Acromegaly.
Alcoholism.
It makes you fun to talk to and hang out with.
And cool looking.
Makes you have a good personal life.
It makes you look cool.
It makes you be handsome in the face. Look at Andre the Giant's face. He is the most, if that's not the most frightening face you've ever seen in your life, Andre the Giant should have been a serial killer, and he wasn't. So good for him. He was a pro wrestler.
He's French, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is even weirder, because that's like the last...
It's weird.
That's like the last like European, I would have guessed, had be giant, even though they have old genes.
Well, it's a birth defect, so it's some sort of matter. Like... it's a disease, you know, it can happen. You can have Koreans and anybody with this thing.
Damn. We got Robert at 8'11".
Big Filipino. Get a big Filipino with that shit on it.
I bet.
8 foot tall Mexicans.
I'd pay to see a 7 foot tall Filipino.
You might see one.
Is there a 7 foot tall Filipino?
I bet. Can you type in Filipino with gigantism? Now I got the nicotine going, so let's get this going here. Filipino with gigantism, Chris. Or Filipino gigante. Giant Filipino has a huge.
I let it bomb.
What's that? We gotta find that. We gotta find that sound effect that you hate, Nick. Also, and just
the chipmunk chuckle.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, Chipmunk Chuckles the
best. There you go. There's your 8 foot tall Filipino, Nick.
Log in.
Got him for you.
Over the,
he works on a cruise ship.
Now, why doesn't he wrestle?
Yeah. That's a lady boy. He's a lady boy.
He's a lady boy.
Oh,
lady boy with gigantic. Do not search that.
Search that.
Can we see who would be interesting?
Wow. Did you just want to watch that? I know that was earlier.
I want to see a pygmy with gigantism. Yeah, go ahead and watch the boogie. We can keep this intro.
Don't you just tell the audience.
I don't want to destroy a human life. Because I don't want to destroy someone's fucking life. Because I don't want to destroy somebody's life. Because I don't want to destroy somebody's life. Because I don't want to destroy somebody's life.
Okay.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I'll destroy mine all day, and my dad is dead, and my mom is dead. I'll talk about those pieces of shit till they fucking rot.
Yeah, but Chad and Desi aren't dead.
Still fucking alive. I will not. We've talked about it. We made an agreement, and I'm not going to do that for internet clout. I'm not going to do that so the Keemstar can jerk off to it. No, thank you. We're not here.
Can we fast forward, Chris? Where's the part where he's like,
I want to die.
Yeah,
you
mother. Bro, stop. Talk about your sister. You said you would talk about your dad and mother all day. So will you address those issues?
Yes, my mother twisted my fucking tipples as part of the abuse. And she twisted my balls in my dick. Oh, and she told me that sex was disgusting and awful.
Wow. No, keep
Holy
going.
Shit.
And she told me that only disgusting, awful people had it.
Big surprise.
But then, okay, well, let's not talk about any of it.
No, my dad fucking masturbated in front of me and showed me pornography and asked me if I wanted to join in and encouraged me to touch him, and I fucking did.
Big surprise. He was molested. Big surprise.
I fucking did.
No.
Keemstar,
so good.
Wow. I feel bad for that guy.
That's horrendous. If he's telling the truth, that's the worst thing.
Of course,
ever.
It's horrendous. It's true.
That's like Bates, like the Bates Motel, the psycho guy.
Yeah. Well, it might not be true. This guy, I think he's a liar.
Lost.
He seems like he eats.
Pounds.
I bet you.
He just went skiing.
What's going on over there? You did fine. I think you broke your computer.
Okay.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Wow. So he was lying. Wow.
So is that new media?
That's the current state of media right now.
Wow. That's pretty good. I think the first suggestion is don't feel sorry for him. That's too bad.
That's bad advice.
Anyways, Undertaker.
What a nightmare. Close that tab, Chris. I don't even have that even as an option.
It's been 9-1-1.
I want that option closed off.
Wow. Yeah. But
have you been falling into any lore that's not that's out of your realm, that something that you haven't really like peeked into by way of like
I've just been going extremely I've been watching Bitcoin videos.
Ooh. Really?
And just
going full Bitcoin,
just watching them just as entertainment. Yep. And I've been playing Nuclear Throne, which by the way is fantastic. Do you play that?
I haven't played it in a long time.
Oh man, it's so good, man.
That's a good one.
And there's the Nuclear Throne Ultra mod.
Okay.
Which obviously is fucking it's awesome. Ultra. It's fucking awesome, dude.
I'll check that
you
out.
You gotta play Nuclear. You're gonna like this. You should play this Nuclear Throne with the Ultra mod. You can, Chris, pull up some footage of it. Here.
I've actually been playing Armored Core 6, if you can believe it.
Is that the newest one?
The Rubicon. Yeah, the From Software one. I've actually been inspired to play that, which is weird because I don't like the Dark Souls games, but mechs I can get into a little bit. Yeah. I like mech stuff.
I played Armored Core 6, but the only problem with it is how after a while, everything kind of feels like the environments kind of feel the same.
Yeah.
And it's very much like, I don't know if you've ever looked at environment design portfolios, like the type of stuff people make in school, but it's like a very like, it's weird how it's like cutting edge. It's like the coolest sci-fi shit, but it somehow feels generic. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Have you ever seen a game that feels like that?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. So that's the only reason why I didn't vibe with Armored Core 6, although the gameplay is pretty good.
I just felt, I don't know. It reminds me of Shogo, like someone talking to you, like going here, you know, this bullshit, getting your mech. Like I kind of like that, but I figured it wouldn't hold up. It's not like
the gameplay's good though.
Black Souls.
The fucking, you know, This is
yeah, it's interesting.
This is the ultra mod right here.
Oh, this is crazy.
It's like Madden.
So is it like Vampire Survivors mixed in?
No, not really. Oh. It's only that it's top down, but it's a dual stick type deal. Can you type in Nuclear Throne playthrough no commentary? Because the music and the sound design is huge, man.
And this game is pretty old too. It's been around.
It's very old, yeah. The sound design is bomb.
It's kind of the Renaissance before it was saturated by everybody. Mm.
Sound design so on point, so good.
Wow, those names are funny.
Yeah.
Melting.
And like the variations, like each character does something slightly different, and it's all very well thought out, and everything's unique. You can play the game uniquely.
Remember Loaded? PlayStation
yeah.
1 back in the day?
Haha.
The music and the visuals and that, really.
Hell yeah.
They don't do it like that anymore.
Oh, the music is good, huh?
The music's fucking good, man. Let's skip ahead 4 minutes.
When did this
Three
come
minutes.
Out?
Probably like 10 years ago. Probably maybe even 10 more minutes. So it's kind of hard. It's kind of a difficult game. Yeah, here, this is the sewers. Next level. The junkyard.
Reminds me of a little bit of Fester's Quest.
Next, let's see the next level, Chris. Oh, he died and restarted.
Wow. What do they call the areas of a map that's not like not usable? Like that sides with a rain blade.
Oh, just the sort of the edges of the map?
Yeah.
Are you talking about this?
He's talking about the dead space where you can't walk.
Oh, just out of bounds? I don't know.
Yeah, out of bounds or something like that, yeah.
I would make sure the out of bounds is wild.
Yeah. Broforce has, like, fully destructible fucking shit. Broforce, I found, was really, really, really good.
Yeah, Broforce is, like, tight, too.
It's so unbelievable.
Can you, like, block break into the out of bounds?
Yeah, you can destroy every voxel that's in the whole scene.
We got to show Nick stuff. Can you go to, type in, Nuclear Throne, Underwater.
Well, what you could do, right, is you could run a separate animation on top of the out of bounds, right? And then at the contact point of the wall of the pathway, you could have like certain graffiti means you can break it. Remember like in Wolfenstein when you had like a certain picture, you could click it and it would be a secret door?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of dope.
That would be cool.
What was the picture in Wolfenstein you could turn around every time? Was it Hitler?
It had to have been Hitler.
Like any Hitler picture was a secret door?
Can't remember.
I hope so.
Isn't the music good?
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really good.
It's like really, really good. Because the first one sounded like 90s punk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow, the music's really good.
All right, hit escape, Chris.
That's good.
Let's look up, what was the Broforce? Let's show Nick Broforce.
I actually beat that game. Like, it's the best.
Oh, yeah.
Really? So much fun.
It was
great.
That was
Do you
great
beat
game.
Every game?
Oh, no.
Hell no.
No?
No, none.
You'd be a sucker if you tried to
do
that.
Yeah, you'd be dead. You'd beat your life.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
You'd be a guy licking wallpaper eating boogers.
3, 2, 1, let's go!
It's all, you know, like action hero tropes. So you play all the action heroes from all the movies. But it's just, it's all destructible environments and the gameplay is so tight and pretty challenging.
Wow.
The characters, it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger from Terminator.
Rambo.
From Raw Deal. But like every character.
Oh.
There's like RoboCop's in it.
What?
Rambo's in it. Every Stallone character. There's probably Rocky's in it.
Oh, wow.
Everybody.
They're not licensed, so they're called something else.
Oh, really? I was gonna ask. That was what I was gonna ask. Yeah. I was like, I want to still got a little bit of a check from this.
No, no.
Hey, Broforce, you owe me some money. How's your daughter?
you change them frequently all throughout. Like you, when you like capture a fucking hostage, you like turn into a different guy.
Is that Schwarzenegger or Guile?
From that's Schwarzenegger from Predator, right?
Wow.
That face paint. Mm-hmm.
Hey, have you done a call me in 16 years? How much you
this guy's
me?
Fucked up, whoever's playing this.
Whoa, Mr. T.
Black Souls.
Black Souls saved. 101 million.
That's wild.
Isn't this cool?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you can play four players. I wouldn't maybe not play four players, but you can play a bunch. It's unbelievable.
How do you play four players on this?
Just connect to each other.
You all run on the same map?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What happens if someone gets left behind?
No man left behind.
They die in real life.
Yep. That's what happens.
Wow. Suicide, that's so awesome.
The game, it's pretty, I don't know, it's unbelievable. Mm. It's an achievement.
Yeah, it's a great game.
Do they hide ladders in there?
They got ladders.
Okay. This game's pretty cool.
They're like short levels, though. You can go through. You can play this game like fast.
Is it a phone game?
No. It's like PC, Xbox. Wow. I think
there are like specialized missions where you have to like go underground. You can only play like MacGyver, and it's like only dynamite. Like there were good,
damn,
good missions.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what this reminds me of is Lemmings. You remember Lemmings?
Oh yes.
Oh my God, man.
Damn. It does look like that. The DOS version.
Yeah,
of it?
And like blowing stuff up too, and like having like specialities. Specialties.
Shit. Oh, those were the days. You guys are playing crazy.
Indiana Jones?
Yeah. It has everybody.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I want to see who else. I would like if they got, like, the pest.
Yeah.
John Leguizamo, like, out of nowhere.
Oh, John Leguizamo is a violator from Spawn.
Yeah.
Can we look up all Broforce characters, Chris?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Oh, my God. I want to
way
get
out of bounds.
I want to just dive into this world.
Oh, it's so good.
One of them's like fucking the DC sniper.
Malvo?
Malvo.
You got Judge Dredd.
Whoa.
Agent J from Men in Black. Snake Plissken. RoboCop.
Snake Plissken's a fucking deep cut.
Evil Dead. Boondock Saints.
Connor and Murphy McManus from the
buddy.
Boondock Saints? Are you kidding me?
I think of both of them at the same time, that guy.
Oh, they got Time Cop in it.
Ellen Ripley from Alien.
Ellen DeGeneres from Ellen.
They have Time Cop in there?
They got Kill Bill, Beatrix Kiddo.
Yeah.
Time Cop.
Time Bro.
Isn't Time Cop
the Rocketeers?
Time
in
Cop
there?
Was good.
Van Damme, right?
Yep.
Time Cop's fantastic.
Ooh. Shocking. Oh.
That's got Armand Asante in it, doesn't it?
Which one is that?
Oh, just wait till you see his smiling face looking at you.
Got a hotel room and watch.
Look
Time
up
Cop
Armand Asante.
Literally, I'm gonna.
Let's get a hotel room. Watch
I'm
movies.
I'm gonna get a hotel room. Watch Time Cop tonight.
I watched that with Eric a few months ago at the studio. We were dying.
Let's get a hotel room and get Armand Asante over and interview him.
All right. Oh, I thought it was a girl.
And get her on the bed.
Hell yeah.
You're going to have to help me with this
You're
going
to have to touch my pussy. Chris, find Armand Asante, please.
I need a case of wine and some clams.
I don't know who these people are. Don't know how it's spelled.
Yeah, you do.
That's
Armand Asante?
Armand Asante.
Oh, Armand.
Did you mean?
Armand
Asante. Oh, you want to suck my pussy.
Look at this fucking guy, man.
Oh, that guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is that guy? What is he in? What's his most famous
role? He's in
role?
Judge Dredd. I think he's the bad guy in Time Cop. Is he the bad guy in Time Cop?
I don't recall.
Look, you're still both amazed and humbled now.
Wow, he's in Cigar Aficionado. That's big.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, I want to be on Cigar.
Yeah, you should shoot for that. Oh, he is it, Judge Dredd.
What else? Go scroll up a little bit, Chris. See the top. Scroll down a little bit. Known for Gotti. Oh,
American Gangster.
He's a gangster.
What else?
Fuck. What did I just forget?
That
I'm a
guy's
fucking
good
idiot.
As hell.
Is Time Cop the name of a movie?
Yeah, Time Cop's the name of the movie.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I'm almost certain.
Soldier was good.
Time Cop. Soldier
Kurt
was
Russell.
Good.
Russell. Freaking was unreal.
Fucking Solo.
Solo. Oh.
With Mario Van Peebles.
Damn.
Can we watch Oh, yeah. No,
Mario Van Peebles, my
damn.
What happened to Mario Van Peebles, that poor bastard?
He got too big and famous.
I'll bet you someone tried to rape his ass.
Mm. Yeah,
he probably wasn't down low. The only one that's not.
He was definitely not down low.
You can tell because he's nowhere.
That's
and he was everywhere.
That's a hetero man right there.
Right.
Career gone.
He's like, man, get your fucking hands off me. And then he never worked again.
You do that again, I'll gas you.
Shout out to Mario Van Peebles, a real one, solo.
Yeah.
His dad must have been, I think his dad was a director. Old Mario 2.
Old Mario Sr.
Yeah,
Mario Marley.
Senior. Melvin Van Peebles.
Yeah, he directed a bunch of shit. He directed The Godfather. He directed Man. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Directed fucking,
he did The Harmonica Man. He did
Watermelon Man, Harmonica Man.
Did Jazz Night.
He did Gay from Outer Space, Boston.
He directed Back to the Streets. He directed a Rose Grows in Brooklyn.
Backstreet Boys biopic.
He directed fucking
Drive By in the Wood Wagon.
What's this movie?
He directed Guy on Welfare.
Men of Courage.
Chicken Man.
You don't want to see this shit right here.
Men of Courage is supposed to be good.
No, it's not. Same guy that told you it's good told me it's not.
Yeah.
He said he was fucking with you.
What is that? Is that Nicolas Cage in 2016 when he was on his like hiatus from acting?
He had to do some like C movies.
He had to pay some bills, man.
When he had to pay off his dinosaur heads.
Yeah, shrunken heads, dinosaur bones, 10 Rolls Royces, fucking
retard shit.
He's Francis Ford Coppola's like nephew or something. Oh, my name's Cage. My name's Johnny Cage. I'm closer to Johnny Cage than Francis Coppola.
He's doing splits, punching people in the balls. Yeah.
Shadow kicks.
Those were $500 sunglasses, asshole. Hell yeah.
I told you I'm Johnny Cage.
Johnny Cage is the shit.
Who played him? Oh, no, that no name.
Mortal Kombat 1 and 2 were fucking good. Even 2, it's underrated.
The sound, sound design really and music good. The sound design and music of the Mortal Kombat games is unbeatable, and it's unbeaten.
Ooh.
And it will never be beaten.
Will never be beaten.
Mortal Kombat 3 Mishmash is what you want to hear.
That's when Styrax came out. Mm-hmm. Cyrax?
Yep. Cabal.
Cabal, yeah.
1, 2, and 3 basically have very similar sound design and music, but 3 kind of takes it to, in my opinion, a level. They're all glorious, though.
It's unreal. Wow. Just like the character select music.
The only thing close unreal. Is maybe the Wave Race 64 and Killer Instinct. And Killer Instinct, when they made Killer Instinct, they were ripping off Mortal Kombat, but they said what they wanted was when you walk in the arcade, you have to go find out where that sound's coming from, that's exactly what happened.
That's brilliant.
That's the type of shit that I live for, is when people say or do things like that.
That's
the only thing that matters, is like that spark of inspiration.
It's a good call to action.
Oh my God.
An objective, rather.
I was wrong about Mishmash. Can you type in Mortal Kombat 3 gameplay? Arcade? And then we got Lynx. And this is a boring podcast. I know our fans don't want to see retro video games, but I don't care.
I think they do.
I'm nicotined up. I got to see certain things. I got to show Nick certain things.
You have to
I
got to show
know
Nick,
what's in Chuck's Dean, head right now.
Make a show.
We got to dig in.
Lord Raiden.
Now, is this the clicking edition?
He said I want the sound design to sound so bad in the arcade. It sounds like clipping. Outstanding. Music is unreal.
Different video, Chris. I can't take it. It's the clicking that's doing it for me. And that music is from another place.
Three?
It's crazy.
Three, I think.
Who's the guy in the lower right? Is that Cyrax?
Cabal.
Great
character
design.
Turn it up, Chris. Something's wrong with the sound.
It's they're just ripping it from.
Type hardware. That's how you get the real shit. This is what separates the boys from the men. Okay.
Really? You type in hardware?
Yeah. If you want to do something, you got to do it on hardware, and it's tough. You got to pay. You got to pay to get it done. You can't. This synthesized stuff.
No.
The synthesized stuff. You slap it on. It happens, but you gotta have.
You want to just like,
nah.
This is from a video.
That's beautiful. It's a separate thing. Okay, let's take what he's got. These sounds are fucking unbelievable.
These should be like wrestling exit. That's like Razor Ramon's entrance music is brilliant like that.
So good.
It's like, wow, what a good choice.
Is that like the Cubano fucking? Okay.
It's like cooler than the character, to be honest with you. It's like, honestly, it was like, oh, this is a good thought out thing.
He was the best.
You play?
It's playing. I'll just skip through.
Yeah. You know what we're interested in, Chris?
Damn.
Unbelievable.
Goro. Who's the top? Is it Shang Snow?
Shao Kahn? Shao Kahn or something like that.
Shao Kahn, yeah. Fight. Cabal.
Oh!
Damn.
The guy's laughing when you're kicking someone's ass.
Man, those things are badass. Fight.
Let's see the next stage. I remember the bank. The bank was good, and the streets were good.
There was shit always happening in the background, right?
There was a character with guns in this one.
Oh, Striker. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a cop, right?
Yeah.
He was the guy that...
You remember his costume?
Yeah, like the SWAT vest and the blue. The
fucking like kids cop, police cop. Like, not even. Not even. It was like sportswear and a hat. And
the best thing in the movie, like there's lore from characters you didn't see in Mortal Kombat 1 or 2. It's like Kano killed Striker.
Yeah.
Like he was like goading Sonya Blade. Remember? Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's like the movies are so good.
Do you ever watch the cutscenes from the new games?
No.
The new games seem good.
Really?
They're not. It's not this, but they're.
Do you want to look that up?
The new. No. I want to see the streets. Is that the streets right there?
Yeah, there's streets.
I want to hear a woman screaming as she gets hit and dismembered.
There we are. What? That's his last movie. Turns into Large Marge from Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah. Like they never ran short on like, all right, we're gonna do a tornado, and then a saw blade comes out of the ground, and then like they had it all.
They're good attacks. Like yeah. They're fucking amazing.
My God, man, what a masterpiece! What a fucking unlikely.
Do you remember renting this from stores when you were a kid?
Yeah, dude.
For like weeks.
Yes.
And like beating it on easy, and then beating it on medium, and then like beat. You know, it was another great game. I think Lethal Enforcers. Mm-hmm.
Guy pick.
Did you rent it?
Yeah.
Yo, yeah.
That game got the guns. Remember, like, because you'd start with, like, a little fucking revolver. And be like, by the end of it, you're fucking, it's like shot. Like, end scenes of, like.
You're fighting helicopters and shit.
In college, when I took a Flash class, I tried to make a game that was like this.
Really?
And we might, did we play that on stream?
What, your game?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's kind of embarrassing.
Is it the one with the...
It's the one with that Ferrari F40 in the intro, and then there's the hand cannon
it's like
was
Narc.
The title.
Remember how good Narc was?
I don't think so.
We'll do it later.
Okay. Towards the end, can you go to like, just click in the end of the... Yeah. Oh, it's only stage one. Yeah, like towards the end, how good the guns got.
Oh, yeah.
Like...
Was there an Uzi?
Yeah. There was like, there were assault
rifles. Gun pops up, you shoot the gun to get it, right?
Yes. And you can shoot the tires on the cars to make them like blow up.
I did that in my Flash game. I did the demo where you shoot the van and it like rocks the body, and you shoot the tires and it goes like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
They're driving on you. Have guys like this. They're trying to shoot you. They're in the back of the car. Like,
do you remember the game that you were? One was a driver and one was a shooter. It was like chasing something.
No.
Can you type? This is so. I'm sorry to anybody that's not interested in this, but you got bad. You got bad taste. If this is
what's
not
your favorite game, people,
let's go, baby.
I like Narc for our
Narc
game.
Narc was fucking unbelievable.
What was
Narc was fucking cracked.
You can't beat Narc.
Narc was cracked.
Was it an arcade
it
game
didn't
too?
Have, well, didn't that have like weird weapons or
it
something?
Had, yeah, you had a bazooka it? and a machine gun.
This was this is like beyond this is beyond a genre.
Look at the
it's not a police genre. It's not an 80s shooter. It's so fucking weird.
Wow.
It's beyond all that.
Look at how it starts.
Wow.
It's unreal.
So it's like Double Dragon kind of?
Yep.
Holy shit.
It's so good.
Look at the uniform. It's a motorcycle helmet and a sleeveless vest.
That's Max Forrest. The other guy, the black guy, is Hitman. It's two player. Yep. You can arrest the guys too. Harvest time, enjoy. Mr. Big, this is a perfect arcade. This would be good to have in your place. Like this would be one.
Yeah, if you're gonna play like, I always think about that. Every time I see arcade games in people's houses, I'm like, what did you get?
Chris, can you Slack me Narc? What are the other ones? Can you list them and have Chris Slack to me? I gotta go right real quick.
Yeah,
be right back.
Arcade games that are fucking worthy. All the stuff we just talked about. It was Narc, Lethal Enforcers.
Mortal Kombat 3.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat 1, 2, 3. Freaking the other Ultra Combo one. I can't even, I remember anything anymore. Wow.
Oh, no, you guys were talking about it.
Killer Instinct.
Did you play Virtual Fighter?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That was
Virtual
fun.
Fighter was fucking awesome.
Yeah, that was a good.
That hit like nothing else in the arcades. Like when they had the big screen and the sounds and the polygonal, like the fully 3D, like no, you haven't seen anything like that ever when that dropped. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it really was. Like that was that. Is that polygonal? Is that what they call that?
Yep. Yeah, it's full of 3D instead of like 2D rendering whatever it's called, rasterizing.
Yeah, this had people fucked up.
Dead or Alive 1 was pretty sick, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember Dead or Alive
the big,
1.
The big jugs game?
Yeah, but the first one really did. It kind of didn't really.
It wasn't the volleyball one yet.
Bon Jovi.
Yeah, yeah.
Dead or Alive. Jersey Guidos. Wow.
Just a little newer.
Rodman wins.
I did have the boobies shaking in the start.
She's got a pussy.
My favorite
under the dress.
Yeah, show it. Top skirt.
He's like, take a look at this, faggot.
That's
her taunt. Her taunt. What are you gay?
The best.
She's got a fan. She's like, you don't like it. What are you gay?
That's the Chinese girl taunt. Stop looking at me. That's what she says. You're weird.
The sound design in this was pretty good. At least the main menu, like when you select
character select screen.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Fucking Siegfried.
Oh yeah, I don't know. It's like a metal hit. I'll wait for Sam to get his headphones on.
Yeah, this was Soul Calibur was another banger.
Oy.
But yeah, Sam, the menu. I like these menu selections.
Is this now. Joyride sound design reference stuff?
Like
I think I made a note about this too.
Yeah, always.
I usually go with the other one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So that was classic. But yeah,
They were not fucking around with the sound design on that game.
What video game would you buy the box if you had to get one in your house?
The box? You mean the machine?
The arcade with the cabinet. Which one would you
Golden
get?
Golden Tee, Narc.
Probably Street Fighter, just because of my tradition of fighting in the streets. Street Fighter is the game I played the most of.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you remember playing Krauss a lot? You and Krauss used to play Street Fighter.
We did.
Krauss
was
pretty decent.
Yeah, we did play that.
Like,
yeah.
I'm terrible. I was always, like, I thought it was okay. You start playing people who play Street Fighter.
Yeah, they know how to play.
I suck. And Krauss, I remember Krauss being like decent, being surprised at Krauss's.
Yeah. Krauss was good.
That's funny. Yeah, they're cheap. I always look, it's always like, oh, I got Pac-Man. Like, yeah, kill yourself.
What, 20,000?
Yeah. No, they're cheap. Like,
look up, Chris, can you go to YouTube and type in Street Fighter 3 intro?
Street Fighter 3, who was the new Jack in 3?
3 was when they started adding a ton of characters. This was after Alpha. After EX plus Alpha, I think.
Yes.
After Gammy.
Dreamcast.
After Cammy. Yeah, dude. Go ahead, yeah.
It's been a minute since I've seen him.
It looked pretty unbelievable. Alpha looked pretty unbelievable on Saturn. It's fucking unbelievable.
That Saturn was a real machine. Yeah. And this intro's not that good.
Fuck, man.
They went a really different direction in that, huh?
Need Symphony of the Night on
Saturn. They went with the concept drawings and the art sketches for the intro, which is okay. It's better than a lot of stuff, but it's not. Didn't
they have the judge from Roger Rabbit in Street Fighter V?
Chris Lloyd, Christopher Lloyd is the character as himself. Christopher Lloyd. Is he the character select? Pete Buttigieg.
if this had a good thing to it.
Wow, look at the face shadow on that. What do they call that? That looks like fucking 007. Like, not.
Forgive me if this is bad.
Does anything beat GoldenEye 64 the way it looks?
I think.
It's like the low resolution and it looks superior to high resolution.
Yeah.
It's.
Well, what that.
Unreal.
What's going on there? It's the same thing that happens when you read a book versus seeing a movie. is your brain is
fills it in.
It's the details are left to your brain to fill in.
If everything is too busy, it like makes you tired. Like if you play like Outer World, oh, what's the other space one that's like Starfield? Like maybe I tried to play it, the one Obsidian made. It made me so tired because everything was so stuffed and busy. It's like everything meant nothing.
Is it the one made that's like a by some of the Fallout guys?
Yeah. Yep.
Is it Outer Worlds?
Outer Worlds, yeah.
Outer Worlds was...
It was...
Dog shit.
It made me so tired playing it. Bro, everything was so shit.
Outer Worlds was such a flop.
What is it when you play through it? Like you
it's a legendary flop.
Yeah, it really was.
It's just... It's because it's...
too big of a story that doesn't mean shit?
Oh, no, just the terrain. Like, there's so much vegetation. There's so much debris everywhere. It doesn't... It's just nothing. It'd be better if it was just one color.
There's three things. The first thing is when the details... Like, that game, Narc... Toys are more fun than the actual thing.
Right.
A lot of the time, right? Like action figures, it's more fun than like seeing a guy in an army costume come up and say, "Hey, I'm Jocko Willink."
Yeah.
Like it's better.
I'd rather have an action figure.
Toys, when you see a toy, your brain knows that it's time to play with it versus a simulation. Similarly, books, they don't give you visuals with books most of the time. It's just words. So your brain is filling in the details and imagining what this world looks like. Whether you're conscious of it or not, you're doing the world building that the author didn't do.
Got you.
Whereas with a video game, nowadays what they're trying to do is they're trying to fully flesh out the world and make it more of a simulation.
What happened?
It's just the power of computers and also the budgets involved. Like you can hire a team of 100 people to fill in every single detail. You can have 4K textures on a box, on a wooden crate, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So your brain is not doing any of that background activity to imagine what this world might actually be like. You're just getting someone else's vision or dream, which is not as fun.
No cohesion in the art direction. It's just assets, assets, assets.
And the other thing is, no, even the most masterful game designer, world builder, artist, whatever, they cannot build something that is as impressive and immersive and wondrous as what your own brain does in the background when you're reading a book. It's just not possible. It's never going to happen.
It's like the thing we talked about last week with the car.
It's a similar mechanism. Yeah. It's basically. I can, so I did it. Yep. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Like, so like, okay. So I found Halo to be like that.
It's like,
so stupid, but like, after a certain point, you're like, okay, dude, I have to understand every backstory of everything. Yeah. Like this, the Outer World, like you have to become like a Star Wars fan to play the game. Where you're like, in order for this stuff to matter or count to me, I have to give a fuck why this planet is. But why the fuck is there a planet that's like a third one or a fourth problem?
Yeah, yeah.
In a plot line where you're like, what about that over there?
Yeah,
that meant nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I guess
in the meantime, you've had more fun just driving a truck up a hill.
Yeah. Halo 1 is like inferior.
Playing hill climb racer on your phone.
Yeah,
it's like if you're building a house and every surface you did filigree engraving.
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
You would get tired.
Yeah, you'd be like, why? The whole time you're just trying to drive a Jeep on like a platform the whole time.
The other thing is, the other thing they do, can you look up Outer Worlds gameplay?
Oh.
There's, I think it's called a mod kit. Is that what it's called? Can you type in 3D mod kit and just get the definition of what that is? What is it called when they build assets that can be reused?
Oh, prefabs.
They call this.
Well, it's like Gamebryo.
It doesn't, the terminology.
So the things in the video game are reused over and over and over again?
Type in Outer Worlds. So the way that they achieve this massive world building is they build stuff that can be reused and like shapes that can be retextured and stuff and like a design language that can carry across different things.
Kind of procedural.
But what ends up happening is every doorway in the game is the same size. It's this big. So you're never walking into a cabin that's got a tight door. You're never walking into if you walk into a grand cathedral, it'll be this shape .. like it's like
modular.
eight of those.
There's no AI morphing the silhouette, the shape, the size.
There's no human. It's like in
plug and play
in real life. Yeah. Every door is slightly Legos. Different, but in these
is the whole game just dialogue. I'm about an hour in. Okay.
This type of shit. See those panels on the wall?
Yeah, they'll be
it's
everywhere.
Like, it's like that shape.
So busy. Like the ground.
Yeah, it makes shit faster.
Oh yeah, but the panels, like the Lego machine.
And then also, you can pause it, Chris. Also, the terrain, because there's so much terrain, a lot of it is made procedurally. It's just like the way that Minecraft populates its game world, which is according to like an algorithm. Like trees go here, here comes a mountain, here comes more trees. Oh, this mountain's so high it needs snow at the top, et cetera. It's like
a machine made it.
Code-based terrain versus, what was that fucking game? It's, I think, What Happened to Edith Finch?
Yep, okay.
What's the game where they based it on, it's landscapes that are based on like New Hampshire and also Switzerland. It might be What Happened.
Dear Esther, no.
It might be Dear Esther.
Huh.
There's a game where the way they built the map was they just took pictures of the most beautiful landscapes in like Switzerland, New Hampshire, upstate New York, and they built it by hand to match real life. And that's, you can tell that an artist made that for you to have a beautiful experience versus a coder who looks at it and goes, oh, this looks like a world.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, this is, I'm going to go with the other world that came up that, does the art department digitally create landscape tile assets and then give them to the plug and play guys that are the directors? Like, hey, I made this grass that looks like this today.
Probably, yeah.
And then, hey, I made a red grass.
You might have people that do texturing and texturing.
Usually level design is a whole department. And then they grab from...
It's basically just the amount of attention, though. Like, if the world is super ultimate big, you can't give it human attention down to every little detail and craft an experience. Like, one game...
This Ultima Online did a little bit, because it was 2D, though.
Ultima Online was fucking unreal. One game that feels really big, but is definitely not, is, like, the original Deus Ex.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's like, you go to New York, it feels like you're in a big city, right? Yeah. But really, if you look at the map, it's just like a corridor and then like I think there's like a helicopter pad or something. Like, it's not a big map at all.
No, it's not.
Anyway.
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Live podcast. Full access to all episodes and more, visit mde.tv.